This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the young innovators, stating that all of them have a different vision of 21st century India and the solutions are also different. Interacting with young innovators at the grand finale of Smart India Hackathon 2024 through video conferencing, the Prime Minister reiterated that today's India can move ahead at a fast pace only with everyone's efforts. He said that whenever he gets to learn and understand a lot, whenever he gets a chance to be among young innovators. President Draupadi Murmu confers the National Panchayat Awards 2024 in New Delhi. This year, a total of 45 awardees have been selected under various categories reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released the compendium of complete works of Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister paid tribute to Subramanya Bharati, stating that as the country is celebrating the birth anniversary of the great poet, he bows to him with respect. Mr. Modi said that he is honoured to release a compendium of Mahakavi Subramanya Bharati's works. The Prime Minister mentioned that Subramanya Bharati's vision for a prosperous India and the empowerment of every individual continues to inspire generations. Mr. Modi described the day as a significant occasion for the culture and literature of the country, for the memories of India's freedom struggle, and for the pride of Tamil Nadu. He said that publishing the works and creations of Mahakavi Subramanya Bharati is a great service and a noble endeavour which has now been completed. The Prime Minister noted that this collection will prove to be very helpful for research scholars. Both Houses of Parliament today witnessed heated exchange of words between the Treasury and the opposition bench MPs on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, where the Lok Sabha also witnessed disruptions. When the Upper House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda demanded a discussion in the House over the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with the US-based foundation. He said this alleged link poses a serious threat to the sovereignty and security of the nation. The Lok Sabha today passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 with a voice vote. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and is intended to enhance the power of the Railways Board and improve the functioning and independence of the body. Replying to the discussion over the bill, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this bill has been brought to simplify the legal structure. The centre today said to bust myths about rumours and check fake news related to the central government. A fact-check unit, FCU, was set up under the Press Information Bureau, PIB, in November 2019. In a written reply to a question, the Lok Sabha Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, informed that as an authentication agency, the FCU works to provide correct information to the public. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has emphasized that governments and industries worldwide need to work together to restore global calm. Addressing the gathering at the opening plenary session of the CII's Global Economic Policy Forum in New Delhi today, Ms. Sitharaman highlighted that the global priority in this decade should be to restore normalcy. Delhi today recorded the coldest morning of the season, with the National Capital Safdarjung Station recording a temperature of 4.9 degrees Celsius. According to the India Meteorological Department, IMD, a cold wave is defined as a minimum temperature less than or equal to 10 degrees Celsius for plains when the temperature deviation is 4.5 to 6.4 degrees Celsius. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Naresh Kumar has said cold wave conditions are likely to continue over the northwestern region of the country through the next 5 days. An 18-foot-long blue whale weighing 2 tons was washed ashore at the Rameshwaram seashore today. Rare whales and other marine life are abundant in the seas of Rameshwaram. In women's cricket, the third and final game of the 3-match ODI series between India and Australia is currently underway at the WACA ground in Perth. Chasing a target of 299 runs, India were 189 for 6 in 36.1 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.